Good morning. Welcome to the learning of Daf Yomi. For this recording, we have the privilege of starting Shas with Maseches Brachos. We begin with Me'emasai Koron Eshma Ba'arvin. First Daf of Shas discusses the mitzvah of reading Shema in the evening. And the Mishnah asks, from when can we read Shema in the evening? The Torah is going to tell us that a person is to have the words, these words, V'dibarta bam, you should say these words of Shema, V'shach b'chov kumecha, when you lay down and when you wake up. The first Mishnah is addressing the question of what's the definition of B'shach b'cha? What's the definition of when you lay down? What is the time of when to lie down? Furthermore, does when you lay down mean when you're going to lay down, or mean as long as you're lying down? Perhaps the meaning is the entire night. What is the time frame for the reading of Shema? Me'emasai Koron Eshma Ba'arvin. From when can we read Shema in the evening? Answers the Mishnah, Misha Sha Kohanim Nichnasim Lecho B'Trumasan Ad Sof Ashmura Rishona Divrei Belezer. The time to read Shema in the evening is Tzeisa Kochavim, when the stars come out. Now that time is also the time when someone who's a Tzvul Yom, if a priest has had an emission, a seminal emission, and therefore he had to go to the mikveh, and now after he went to the mikveh, he has to wait for the sun to set, as the verse tells us, Uva Shemesh, the sun is to come in, and then V'taher, then he becomes pure. When the priest is waiting to become pure, he has to wait for the sun to set fully, Uva Shemesh. He's waiting for the stars to come out. Once the stars come out, then he's fully pure and he's able to eat Shuma again. So the time when the priest who was impure, who can now eat Shuma again after his immersion, namely when the stars come out, that's the time to read Shema. Because according to this first opinion, the time of Bishachbacha, when you lay down, is when you are going to sleep. When are people going to sleep in a society that did not have the benefits of electricity, etc.? People are going to sleep when the stars come out, when it's dark at night. According to Belezer, the meaning of B'shach B'cha means not as long as you are sleeping, but when you are going to sleep. So maybe people go to sleep at 6, some go to sleep at 7, some go to sleep at 8. By 10 o'clock, everybody's asleep. Everybody's gone to sleep. Just the few who are nocturnal owls are up all night. And therefore, Belezer says the time for reading Shema is from when the stars come out, which he calls Sha Sha Kohanim Nichnasim Lecho B'Trumasan, the hour when the priests enter to eat their Truma, Ad Sofa Ashmura Rishona, until the end of the first shift. In heaven, there are angels singing a song throughout the night. Three shifts of angels. When the first shift is finished, that's the end of the first third of the night. In other words, let's assume 10 o'clock when you have the night of only 12 hours. The night of 12 hours, it will be 10 o'clock because three shifts, each shift is 4 hours. So if sunset is at 6, at 10 o'clock, that's the end of the time of going to sleep. According to Belezer, that's the time for the evening Shema. Chacham Omer Ad Chatzos, Chacham say you can read Shema all the way till the middle of the night, but not past the middle of the night. Chacham disagree with Rebbe Elazar. Unlike Rebbe Elazar, who believes that the time for reading Shema is when going to sleep, Chachamim believe that the time for reading Shema is when you are asleep. So it's all night, really. But we're going to see in the Gemara, there's a rabbinic enactment that people shouldn't think they have all night. Then they might delay and actually not do it at all. Rather, there should be some pressure. Do it early in the night when you're more awake, when you're more active. Therefore, the Chachamim say you only have until the middle of the night for the reading of Shema. Rabbi Gamliel says, he doesn't have this rabbinic enactment. He says you can read Shema the entirety of the night, even lechatchila, after the middle of the night. Rabbi Gamliel says, Ad shiyala amura shachar. The time for Shema is when you are asleep, and therefore it is until the morning rises. So again, three opinions in the Mishnah. What's the time to read Shema? The beginning time that everybody agrees to. The beginning time is when the stars come out, which is called the hour when the priests are pure enough so that they can now eat Shuma. What's the end of the time of reading Shema of night? According to Belezer, the end of the first shift of angels, the first 4 hours of the end of the four
fourth hour of the night, according to the Chachamim, midnight, and according to Ben Gamliel, all night, until there is some morning, till there's the light of morning, Amud HaShachar. A story now. Maaseh, there was a story, Uvo, Banami Beis HaMishnah. The children of Rebbe Gamliel came from a wedding, and they came home late, after the middle of the night. Amrulo, they said to their father, Lo Karinu HaShema, we haven't yet read the Shema. Are we therefore now unable to read Shema? Because the Chachamim say, you can only read Shema until the middle of the night. Amar Lehem, Rebbe Gamliel answered them, Im lo al amud ha-shachar chayav matem likros. If there's no light out yet, if the pillar of morning hasn't risen, we don't yet have the first light of dawn, then you're still obligated to read. And even the Chachamim would agree that you should read. The Chachamim were only saying, you only have until midnight to create pressure, to encourage people to read right away. But if somebody was late, they would agree, read late. This way you'll fulfill at least the biblical mitzvah of reading Shema at night. Lo zu milvad amru. This is not the only example where the sages imposed a rabbinic law saying ideally you should do it by the middle of the night, but really the mitzvah applies the entire night. Ela kol ma shamru chacham ad chatzos. Everything that the sages have said till the middle of the night, mitzvah sanat shiyal amud ha-shachar. Really the mitzvah is till morning, until the first light of dawn. For two examples, Hector Chalav Veivarim, when you offer a sacrifice and there wasn't enough room on the altar during the day to burn the fats of many sacrifices or to burn the limbs of an Ola sacrifice. Mitzvah Sanat Shiyal Amud HaShachar, really the mitzvah is all night, burn those extra pieces, burn it throughout the night. However, the rabbi said, according to the way the Rambam understands this Mishnah, the rabbi said, ideally do it by the middle of the night so that people don't think that they can delay. Those sacrifices that are only supposed to be eaten the day they were slaughtered and the following night, such as the Karban Toda, the day it's brought into the altar and that night are the times when you're supposed to eat the Karban Toda. Not supposed to eat it the next day. However, the rabbi said, let's make it even less. Eat it by the middle of the night and not past the middle of the night. Mitzvah san ad shiyal amud ha-shachar, the mitzvah is until dawn. Im came, but if so, lam amru chacham ad chatzos. Why did the rabbi say, do it by the middle of the night, don't do it after the middle of the night? Kedei laharchik adam min ha'avera. This was a rabbinic enactment to keep a person away from sin and to encourage a person not to sin. Don't think, oh, I have late, I have more time, I can do it later. No, you have to do it by the middle of the night. Do it when you're fresh, in the beginning of the night. And that way you won't delay and possibly miss out entirely. So again, to review the Mishnah, when's the time to read the Shema of the evening? When the stars come out. How long do you have to read the Shema of evening? Three opinions, either till the end of the fourth hour, the end of the sixth hour, in other words, till the sixth hour, till the middle of the night, or till the end of the night, till dawn. And then a story where Rabbi Gamliel argues that even the sages really agree to him about the definition of B'shach B'cha. The B'shach B'cha means the entirety of time when you are sleeping. The whole night is the time for the reading of Shema. They only said the middle of the night as a rabbinic enactment to put pressure on people to do it early and not to delay and possibly lose out, as they've done with other nighttime mitzvos, such as throwing the extra limbs and fats onto the fire of the altar and eating the Karban Toda at night. Really, the time for the mitzvah is all night, but they said do it by the middle of the night. Gemara. Tana hechakai de katani me'emasai. Where was the Tana standing? What was he dealing with? That he starts Shas with the question, from when do we read Shema? How do we even know that you're supposed to read Shema? That we should be asking, from when do we read Shema? Or what's the time for the reading of Shema? Vesu, and furthermore, Maishna, why is it different to Tani Arvis Bereisha, that first he talked about the Shema of night, listening to Shachris Bereisha? The Tana should have first begun by teaching us about the Shema of morning. Let's begin with day. Answers the Gemara both questions. Tana Akrakai. The Tana was learning the verses in the book of Devarim, where the Torah tells us the mitzvah to read Shema. The Torah says, V'dibar tabam, you should say these words, you should be saying these words, when you lay down and when you wake up. So that's how we knew to say Shema. So the verse also first talks about when you lay down. So therefore, he said, let's talk about Meshach Bucha first. V'achi katani, this is what he's telling us. Zman kriyat Shema d'shchiva, the time of Shema, of the laying down, emas, when is it? And to that he answered, Mishah shakohanim nechnasim lechol b'tshumasan. It's from the time when the priests are allowed to eat their tshuma after they were impure and they went to the mikvah. Once they've become purified, that's when you can read Shema as well. In other words, once it's the time when the stars have come out, that's the time for reading Shema. That's answer number one. Answer number two to the question of why did the Mishnah begin with nighttime Shema? Why didn't it begin with daytime Shema? Iba Yisema, maybe the answer to that question is derived from the creation of the world. Yalef mi briyaso shel olam. The Tana derived this from the creation of the world, Dechsev, where the Torah says, Vayhi erev, vayhi voker, yom echad. It was evening, it was then day, it was one day. So since it says evening and then day, first talk about nighttime Shema, and then talk about daytime Shema. Ask the Gemara, Iyach, if this is the case, Seifa de Ketani, the next Mishnah which says about the blessings of Kriyat Shema, B'shachar mevarach shtayim lefaneh, in the morning he makes two blessings beforehand, V'yachas la'acharea, and one blessing afterwards, Uva erev, and in the Yivarech shtayim lefaneh, recites two blessings before, U'shtayim la'acharea, and two blessings afterwards, listening to Arvis Bereisha, it should first there also tell us about the evening Shema. Tell us first about the evening Shema's blessings, and then tell us about the morning Shema's blessings. Answers the Gemara, Tana patach ba'arvis. The Tana began by talking about evening, either because of Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker, or because of B'shach Bacha, and then B'kumecha. V'hadar Tani B'shachris. Then it taught us about the morning Shema. Adukoi B'shachris. Once he's dealing with the time for the reading of the morning Shema, then he's dealing with morning Shema. Once he's dealing with morning Shema, he also deals with the blessings of morning Shema. Pirish Mili B'shachris. He explained the matters of the morning Shema. Vahadar, then he went back, and Parish, he explained, Mili Da'arvis, the matters of the evening Shema, the blessings of the evening Shema. Amar Mar, we just learned, Mishah Shakwanam Nechnasam Lechol B'Tshumasan. What's the time for the reciting of the evening Shema? When the stars come out, which is when the priests come in to eat their tshuma, once they've become pure, after they've gone to the mikvah. Mechti, let's take a look. Kohanim E'masai Ka'achli tshuma. When do the Kohanim eat their tshuma? Mishas Tesa Kochavim. It's the time when the stars come out. Listen to Mishas Tesa Kochavim. So let the Mishnah just say the time to read Shema is for when the stars come out. Why do you have to say it in such a roundabout way? The time to read Shema is when Kohanim can eat Shuma. Kohanim who were tummy and had gone to the mikvah can eat Shuma. Well, of course. Just say when the stars can come out. It's much more simple. Answers the Gemara, Mil Sa'agav Urcha Kamashman. The Tana wanted to teach us something else. Besides teaching us the time for when to read Shema, he wanted to teach us, when Kohanim can eat Shuma. And that's what he's telling us. Kohanim Emas Kachli B'Tshuma. When can Kohanim eat Shuma if they had a seminal emission? And then they went to the mikvah. And now they're waiting for the sun to set. How much of sunset do we need for them to be able to eat Shuma? Once the stars came out, then the sun is fully set. Once three stars are out, then the Kohanim can eat Shuma. Why is that necessary to tell us? Why would we, what else would we have thought? Hakamashman, this is what it's teaching us. Kapara lo ma'akfa. Even though sometimes, let's say you have a person who's a Zav. A Zav had emissions of gonorrhea. That's probably what it was. A discharge from his member. That was cloudy, like the water of the dough of barley, of barley flour with water. He had three discharges. He becomes a high level of impurity, avhatumah, the master of impurity. He needs to have 7 clean days where he needs to check himself and watch himself to make sure he doesn't have any further discharges. Then he can go to the mikvah. Then at night he can eat shuma. And then on day 8 he goes into the temple and he brings sacrifices. So we might have thought that maybe he could only eat Shuma after he brings his sacrifices. That's why our Mishnah is saying, no, the Kohen who is a Zav can eat Shuma once he went to the mikvah and the sun has fully set. He doesn't need to bring sacrifices for eating Shuma. Okay, the time is we're going to bring some. Uva Shemesh v'Toher. The sun will set and then he becomes pure. B'Yashimsho me'akvasim ilechol b'Shuma. The setting of his sun is what prevents him from eating tshuma. Ein kaparaso ma'akvaso milecho b'tshuma, but the offering of his sacrifices does not prevent him from eating tshuma. Even before he has offered his sacrifices, he can still eat tshuma. Asks the Gemara, Umimai, and how do you know to say, that when the verse says, Uva Hashemesh v'taher, the sun will come down and he'll become pure. Uva, how do you know to read that verse is the following, Uva Hashemesh, Bias Shemesh, that the sun is setting, Vai v'taher. Then when the word is v'taher, it means, Taher Yoma, and the day is completely gone. And then, V'achar Yochal Min HaKadoshim, and then he can eat from the sacrifices, Kilach Mohu, because it's his bread. Dilma, the way to read the verse, perhaps the way to read the verse is Bias Orahu. Uva Hashemesh means the sun will come. It's the sun will rise. Umay Vitoher, what does the verse mean when it says Vitoher? Toher Gavra. The person is obligated to purify himself through offering and donating his sacrifices. And maybe only after he offers his sacrifices is he allowed to eat Shuma. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila. Rabba Bar Rav Shila answered that question. Imkain, if that would have been what the verse had meant, Leimakra, the verse should have said Vitoher. The sun is to rise, v'yitzaher, and he is to purify himself. My v'taher, why did it leave out the letter yud? It just said v'taher. Taher is not referring to him, it's not a command to him, but rather to pass fully. And when the day passes fully, he can now eat the sacred items. Kida Amri, and she has people say, i'arev shimsha, night set, v'id kiyoma, and the day went away fully. The day was fully purified away. In the land of Israel, they didn't know this lesson of Rabba Bar Rav Shila, that the verse should have said v'yitzaher, had it been referring to directing man to offer sacrifices. And the fact that it said v'taher is to tell you that the message of the verse is that the day is to pass fully. So therefore they had it as a question. When the verse says, and the sun will come, who doesn't mean that the sun will set, umay v'taher. What does the next word v'taher mean? Taher yoma, the day will go. Odomar, maybe it means bias orohu, that the sun will arrive, the sun will rise. Umay v'taher, what does v'taher mean? Taher gavra, the person should purify himself and offer sacrifices, and only after offering sacrifices he can eat and touch the sacred items. V'hadar pashtulu mibraisa, then they resolved it from braisa with our discussion. The braisos were those passages of Tanaitic statements that didn't make it into the Mishnah. Midiktani b'braisa, since the braisa teaches simon l'davar, the way, the sign of the matter of when kohanim are pure, and also when you can say the evening Shema. Tzeisa kochavim is when the stars come out. Shema minah, so clearly you derive from this, the meaning of the verse is bias shimshohu, uva shemesh doesn't mean the sun will rise, it means that the sun will set. Umay v'taher, what does it mean v'taher? Taher yoma, the day will fully pass. And once the day fully passes with the stars coming out, at that point, a person can eat truma, had he been impure, and all of us can read the Shema. So again, in our Mishnah, we had the three-way dispute about the final time for reading Shema. Is it the end of the first third of the night? Is it the middle of the night? Or is it the end of the night? Now in this next sugya, the Gemara is going to quote Braisos, two of them, that there's actually a dispute about the first time for evening Shema. Is in fact the first time for evening Shema when the priests are purified and they can eat Truma, namely when the stars come out, priests who have been impure are purified and can eat Truma, or is the first time for the reading of Shema a different time? Let's see. Amar Mar, we learned, what's the time for reading Shema? What's B'shachbacha, when going to sleep? Misha'a, from the hour, Sha'akohanim nichnasim le'echob b'chumasan, when the priests can come in to eat their chuma, etc. Ur Minu, but I'll challenge you, we learned in a braisa. This is the first braisa that we're going to quote. Me'emasai korna Shema ba'arvin, from when can we read Shema in the evening? What is already considered B'shachbacha, the time of going to sleep? According to the first opinion, Misha ani nichnas lechol pito b'melach ad sha sha'omid li pater mitoch su'udaso. The Braisa says, when can we read Shema? It's the same time when a poor man who can't afford candles and tinder wood, so he's basically relying on the last light of dusk to illuminate his meal. When he comes in to eat his meal in the evening every day, until when he finishes his meal. So clearly that's not like our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Seifa, the last point of this Braisa, which said that the end of the time for reading Shema is when the poor man gets up from his meal, is certainly not like any of the opinions of our Mishnah. It's not that the Shachbacha is the entire period of when people go to sleep, the first 4 hours of the night. It's certainly not the first 6 hours of the night, and it's certainly not
the entirety of the night. So that's certainly against our Mishnah. Reisha, but the beginning of this Braisa, Milema Pliga Amasnisin. Do we have to say that it's a dispute with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah just said that the time for reading Shema is when three stars come out, when the stars are out, which is when the Kohanim, who were impure, are now pure after they had gone to the mikvah earlier in the day. Maybe the time when the Kohanim become pure, namely when you can see some stars in the sky, is the same time when there's still a little bit of light out and the poor people come in to eat their meal. So that's what the Gemara proposes. Reisha, this first part of the Braisa, mi lema, who is to say, pligi amasnisen, it's against our Mishnah? Lo, maybe not. Ani v'koin chad shiuruhu, maybe the time when the priest becomes pure, when the three stars are out, is the same time as when the poor man would go in to normally eat his meal. So the Gemara says, how could you propose that? Uraminu, but we'll challenge you with a contradictory Tanaitic source. We learned in another Braisa, Braisa number 2. From when can you begin with the reading of Shema of evening? Answers the Braisa. Opinion number 1. From the time when people come in to eat their meal on Friday nights, according to Rabbi Meir. Now on a Friday night, everybody prepares the food earlier on Friday afternoon and Thursday night. The table is set. So right when people come home from shul, they go right down to have their meal. So it's early on Friday night. That's the time to read Shema according to Rabbi Meir. Chacham Omer Chachamim say, Misha Shakonam Zakoin Lechol B'Chumasan. It's when a kohen who had been impure is now again allowed to eat Shuma after he had gone to the mikvah during the day, once the stars come out. Similar davar, a way to remember this matter, a sign for the matter, is Tzeis HaKochavim, when the stars come out. V'yaf B'Shein Raya L'davar. Now, even though there's no proof that when the stars come out, it's no longer day, it's already night, Zeichel L'davar, there is a hint to it from a verse in the book of Nehemiah. In the book of Nehemiah, we are told that when the Jews were building the second temple, there were many opponents who were trying to stop them from building the second temple. So not all the Jews could be involved in building the wall of Jerusalem and rebuilding the temple. Some had to stand guard. And all of them would stand guard during the night when you can't do any work anyway because it's dark. And the verse says there, quote number 1, Anachnu osim b'malacha, we would be doing the work to build the second temple, v'chetzim, and half of the group, were machzikim b'ramachim, were holding the spears and standing guard to support the Jews who were building the second temple from, and to protect them from all the enemies who were trying to prevent the construction of the second temple. And it says, when were we doing this work? And some of us guarding. Me'alos ha-shachar, from the beginning of morning, from the first light of morning. Ad seis ha-kochavim, until the stars come out. So you see that, till the stars come out, it's day. Once the stars come out, it's no longer day. Now it's already night. Vomer, now we have a second verse that proves this. The verse says, Vayalanu alayla mishmar, during the night, all of us were guarding. Vayom melacha, during the day, that's when we could be doing the work. My Vomer, why was there a need for a second verse? The answer is, V'chitem, you might propose, if you would tell us, Michi arva shim shalei laila, who really, when the sun sets, it's already night, even before the stars come out. V'inu ai, this fact that they were working till tzeis hakochav, until the stars came out, after sunset, until stars came out, inu dei, demach shechiyu mekadmi, they were going late, sometimes they would start early, but really, the time is until... really, the sun setting is the end of the day. Tashma. So the proof against that is the second verse. The verse says, "Vahay alanu alayla mishmar." The night was for us the time for guarding. Vahayom alacha, and the day was the time for work. So since they were doing work from the beginning of light until the stars coming out, clearly the day—that's the day—that's work time. Clearly, the day does not end until the stars come out. Okay. So next opinion. Says the Gemara, Kasal Kadaitach, we thought to say, Da'ani, with the first braisa that we quoted that said, when poor people come in to eat their food, and now this braisa, Bnei Adam, when people come in order to eat their meals on Friday night, Chachur, it's the same time. Now, if you're going to tell me, Ani v'koin Chachur, that when the Kohen can eat his truma, namely the stars coming out, is the same time as when the poor man is eating his meal, because there's still some light out, so I understand. Then Chachamim, Hainu, Rabbi Meir. Then the view of the sages here in the second Braisa is the same view as Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir is the one who says it's when people come in to eat on Friday night. And then the Chachamim say it's when the priests are pure enough to be able to eat Shuma once the stars are out. You're saying it's all the same time. Why is there an argument? Ella, rather, what do you see? Shema Mina, there's a proof from here. Ani Shi'ura L'chud. The poor man, when he comes in to eat, that's one time. The Kohen Shi'ura L'chud. Whereas the priest... when he can, the priest who became pure, when he can eat Shuma, is a different time.
And therefore, we see that the Braisa is against our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Lo, maybe not. Anivakoin chad shiurahu. Maybe the time when the poor man eats and the time when a priest becomes pure is the same time. It's when the stars come out. Anubnei adam lav chad shiurahu. However, when people come home for the Friday night meal, when they eat their meal on Friday nights, that's not the same time as when a poor man would eat. Asks the Gemara. Va'anivakoin chad shiurahu. Can you really say this? That the first Braisa we quoted, its beginning is saying the same thing as our Mishnah, that a poor man and a priest, they both, when the priest can eat Shuma, and when the poor man would come in normally to eat his meal on every night, it's both the time when the stars come out. Urminu, but I'll challenge you from now a third Braisa. The Braisa says, Me'emase matchil nikro Shema ba'arvin. From when do we start to read Shema in the evening? So, multiple opinions. Opinion number one, Mishah Shekidesh, Hayom Ba'arvi Shabbos, Los Divrei Belezer. Belezer says, from when we can't do work, once the day became holy, on Friday nights, on a Friday night, once the sun sets, we are in the period of Bein HaShemashos, and in Bein HaShemashos, we'll see later how long that period is and when it is exactly, but during Bein HaShemashos, in dusk, we don't know if it's day or if it's night. So if we're not sure if it's day or it's night, we can't do work, because on the chance that it's already night on a Friday night, that would be Chilul Shabbos, desecrating Shabbos. So according to Rebbe Lezer, the time for reading Shema at night is dusk. It's when you can't be doing any work on a Friday night. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabbi Yeshua says, that's the time that we're familiar with our Mishnah. It's from the time when the priests have become pure and they can now eat their truma. A third opinion, Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, it's from the time that the priests immerse to be able to eat their truma. So that would be even before Tzeisa Kochavim. Amr Lo Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to this opinion of Rabbi Meir, Halo Kohanim Ba'od Yomim Tovim, but the Kohanim go to the mikvah when it's still day. So that can't be B'shach B'chad. That's not the time of going down to sleep. And then we have opinion number four, Rabbi Chanina Omer Mishah Sh'ani Nichnas Le'achol Pito B'melach. It's from the time when the poor person comes in to eat his bread with salt when there's still some light out. And Rabbi Chai, and Amila Rabbi Acha Omer, Rabbi Chai, some say Rabbi Acha, who says, Mishah Sh'rov B'nei Adam Nichnasim L'hasev. It's from the time that most people come in to have their meal, the time that most people are coming in to eat their meal, which is either during the week, some say during Shabbos. Anyway, it's a late time when most people are coming in to recline and to eat at length and luxuriously. Ask the Gemara, Vi Amarti, if you're going to tell me, Ani, when the poor man eats, the Kohen, and when the priest becomes purified, Chaj Yuru, it's both the same time, it's both when there are three stars that are visible, then Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Chanina would be the same thing as Rabbi Yoshua. Elolav, so what do we have to say? Shmamina, we derive from here. Shiura Dani Lechud, when the poor man comes to eat, Ushiura de Kohen, and when the priest has become purified and he can eat, Lechud, these are two separate times. Shmamina, we have derived this. Okay, so we had three brisos. The first Braisa began by saying that the time for the Shema of evening is when a poor man would normally eat his meal, and it ends when a poor man would get up from his meal. That's against our Mishnah. That's what we've proven. The time of when the poor man is beginning to eat his meal is not the same time as when the priest is purified and allowed to eat Truma. It's not when the stars come out, because of Braisa number three, which clearly indicates that. And clearly the time when the poor man gets up to eat is not the same as Sofa Shmura Rishona, the end of the first third of the night. Haiminayim Uchar. So now, if we have the time when the poor man goes in to eat versus the time when a priest who is impure becomes purified because the day is fully set, which one is later? Says the Gemara Mestabra, it makes sense to Ani Mu'uchar, that the time when the poor man goes in to eat is a little bit later than when three stars are visible. Because if you're going to say that the poor man's time of eating is actually earlier than when the three stars are visible, then Rabbi Chanina, Hein Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Chanina would be the same view as Rabbi Lezer, who says that already at dusk, is Bein HaShemashos is already the time for the reading of Shema. El Alav, so apparently we can derive from here, Shema Minah, Da'ani Mu'uchar, the time when the poor man goes in to eat is a little bit later than when the Kohanim are purified and allowed to eat the Truma, Shema Minah, that is something we can derive from here. Amar Meir, we learned. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Meir, how could you say that the time for the reading of Shema is when Kohanim immerse in the mikvah? Halo Kohanim Yibod Yomim Tovlim. The Kohanim immerse when it's still daylight.
asks the Gemara, and that can't be the time of going to sleep. Says the Gemara, Shabri Kamal Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda seems to have asked a very good question against Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, will tell you, Hachi Kamalei. This is what he'll say to him. Mi savrit ana bein hashmashos didach kamina. Do you think that I agree with your definition of when bein hashmashos is? According to Rabbi Yehuda, bein hashmashos is the amount of time it would take to walk half a mil, about half a kilometer, before the stars come out. According to Rabbi Yossi, bein hashmashos is much later. It's the amount of time of the blink of an eye right before the stars come out. So, the Kohen who has to immerse to the mikvah, he immerses before Bein HaShemashos. So you, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that Bein HaShemashos is the amount of time to walk half a mil, and then you have the stars coming out. So if you immerse before that, it's very much daylight. It's not the time of going to sleep. But I don't agree with your definition of Bein HaShemashos. Ana, I, Rabbi Meir, a Bein HaShemashos to Rabbi Yossi Kamina. I believe in the Bein HaShemashos of Rabbi Yossi. Dumb Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Bein HaShemashos Keref Ayin. Bein HaShemashos is like the blink of an eye. Zenichnas v'zayotze. It comes in and it goes out. Night, day exits and night enters. Eif Shalamud Olav. You can't even notice it. You can't identify it. You can't isolate it. So since Bein HaShemashos is such a short period of time, yes, the Kohen immerses before Bein HaShemashos. But there's this tiny amount of time, then the stars come out. Right before this tiny amount of time, that's when the Kohen immerses. So the Kohen is immersing when it's quite dark. And therefore, it is correctly b'shach b'cha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Bein HaShemashos is a much longer period of time. The Kohen is immersing before that period, and that's quite before the star is coming out. So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, if the time for Shema is when the Kohen is immersing, then that's going to be way too early. That's not the time of going to sleep. That's the time when it's still day. Just to share two delightful insights of halacha and machshava on this daf. One insight, why does Masechet Brachos begin with the topic of reading Shema in the evening? After all, Masechet Brachos is the beginning of Seder Zrayim, the order of agricultural law. So why start with Kriyat Shema? Kriyat Shema should belong maybe in Moed, connected to Shabbos, to the beginning of Moed, to all the topics of holidays. Explain the Chassidim. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Shabbos that the theme of agriculture is faith. The verse says, "Vahaya emunas itecha, chosen vada." Vahaya emunas itecha. Emunas is seder zrayim. The Gemara says in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph. Why is emunas seder zrayim? Shemamin bebore olam v'zorea. He believes in the Creator and he plants. Explain the Chassidim. When a person plants, the seed is going to rot. It's going to decompose. It's going to become nothing. And when it's almost totally gone, something else will grow out of it. A farmer has to have faith that when he puts the seed into the ground and the seed is decomposing, something's going to come out. Something's going to grow. That's the theme of all of agriculture. That's the theme of Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, especially the one that we recite at night, is that even when times are dark and things are decomposing, we have faith. That Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. He's taking care of us in all situations. And even in the deepest darkness, good things are going to grow out of. And now to share a couple of matters of halacha from today's daf. In regards to the practical halacha is, as Shulchan Aruch says, that the time for reading Shema is not when it's dusk, it's not when the poor man comes in to eat his meal. It's not when people come home from shul to eat their meals on Friday night. The time to read Shema is Tzeis HaKochavim, when the stars come out. In fact, because Shema is a biblical mitzvah, it's not even enough to wait for three large stars to be visible. You have to wait till three small stars are visible in the sky. However, the Shulchan Aruch also rules, like Rabban Gamliel, or like the story with Rabban Gamliel, that if someone missed saying Shema before the middle of the night, he should still say Shema after the middle of the night, because the basic mitzvah of Shema is to say it any time during the night. B'shach b'cha means when you are asleep, and if you missed it in the first half, you can still say it later at 1 or 2 or 3 in the morning. Have a wonderful day.